Pop Spotting Preview, San Diego Comic-Con 2010.
Audio from the Chuck Panel.
I've been a spy for the last 20 years, working for myself, doing things governments are afraid to do. Maybe being a spy is in our blood, and maybe I should have told you all of this long ago, but Chuck, your story, it's only just beginning. It's time you know the truth about my work and about the people who tried to destroy me, because if I'm gone, then you're not safe from them anymore, and neither is Ellie. These people, they are ruthless, cunning, Chuck, it's time you learned about your faith. Because I did it all for her.
That's kind of how governments work. You can't pretend to be someone that already exists. You know, you gotta
It doesn't matter. Just calm down, Bucky, okay? We need to just take him along. We've got to check for symptoms, okay? And one way we can do that is just by acting casual. Be cash.
Thank you. And finally, two men, so spoiler adverse, they still haven't told us what's happening at this panel, and so joined at the hip, they share one intercept between them. It's Mr. Chris Fedak and Mr. Josh Schwartz. Have asked us in the past few days how this co-moderation thing is going, and we have a secret weapon.
This is my daughter's stuffed puppy. His name is John Casey, and whoever holds it gets to ask a question.
We think the system will work. So, the first question is really for the cast. Last year, there was a lot of drama. I remember Subway sandwiches, I remember renting of garments, and y'all came back. Now, this year, it felt like there was a little bit less drama, but what did it actually feel like to you guys to get that fourth season pick up and be back here again?
Starting with
whoever wants
to. Yeah, how about we start with you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to throw out awesome, but, you know, when time calls for it, it was more than awesome.
Did any of you guys have any doubts?
Honest cynicism that comes along with this game, but we had a lot of people who were really rooting for us at the network and the studio, and the fans have been really rooting for us. Going down around you guys, that's the thing, you know, you really put us over the top, so thank you very much.
So Josh and Chris, we have a few questions for you about your
this season, as we saw. Is everybody excited about who's playing Ma, by the way? That's really going to be a huge part of the season, the search for Mom, and that's obviously a story that lands in Chuck's spy world and in his personal world, and how he's going to navigate that is really going to drive so much of season four. But I can tell you this, are you pouring water into the microphone? So I'm trying to make the entire ball of pee. What's going on? I can tell you this. Chuck and Morgan are going to be a pretty bad but good but bad spy team.
I think another part of it too, just going off the Team Barkowski, is that just Josh and I and the writers, as well as the cast, we really like Operation Barkowski, so we're not super excited about splitting them up. It's like we want to see them back together and doing really cool things.
So you mentioned Linda Hamilton. How did she come to enter your sphere?
You know, we've learned to take our cues from the people gathered here today, and that was somebody that we saw. There was a lot of excitement for. She obviously is someone that lives in the universe of the show. We always try to cast these parts of, like, if Chuck and Morgan were real people, not that we're saying they're not, who would they be excited about playing these parts? And I think, you know, Linda Hamilton has been such, you know, she's such an icon in terms of that action female badass mom. And I think that really speaks to what we're looking for. And the fans were, I put that out there, and she actually had heard about it that way as well and said, I heard I'm Chuck's mom. You don't want to say no to Linda Hamilton. So.
Well, from backstage, it sounded like people were happy. Are we happy with Linda Hamilton? Guys, any hints on when we might be first seeing him?
You'll see a glimpse of Mom in episode one.
And what other guest stars can you talk about? Either new people or people who are coming back?
People who are coming back. Oh, you mean like Nicole Richie? That kind of
thing? Yeah.
Olivia Munn, we're very excited about.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, Dolph Lundgren, Ivan Drago himself.
Isaiah Mustafa, the Old Spice guy.
I'm on a horse.
Well, we're going to have this thing. It kind of gets into a larger question of, you know, the buy more and what happens. But let's just say the buy more has now been taken over by the CIA. Let's just say that happened.
Owned and operated.
Owned and operated by the CIA. So now they have the most incredible buy more employees you've ever seen. every week, you know, in the first episode, we'll meet a Olivia Munn's character named Greta, who is this amazing CIA operative slash buy more executive. And then every week, we will have a new Greta. And whether it's a woman or a man, the character's name will be Greta. We're not going to come up with names. And so Olivia Munn is the kick-ass operative green shirt in the first episode. Isaiah Mustafa is the kick-ass green shirt in the second episode. And that's really as far as we've gotten.
So what is the state of what's inside Chuck's brain right now? What's happening with Chuck's food? How much control does he have at this moment over his powers?
I think he's in pretty good control. Of Chuck, you can get a little rusty from time to time, but you know, I think that he's getting better and better. You know, that's kind of the heart of the show, is this kind of burgeoning hero that is Chuck Perkins.
And what is the role that the governor plays, and what is the role that the proto-intersect that we saw in the finale plays?
These are such feedback questions.
They're not exactly.
the people want to know.
The governor is still a part of the show. We want to do kind of big, exciting.
The notion is that when Dad kind of introduced Chuck to his spy lair in his bat cave, that you know there was technology down there that would allow Chuck to build his own governors and more governors. But right now, it's like, you know, going into season 4, it's really about the search for Mom. It's really about, you know, looking for her and what that means to Chuck and his life, you know, his relationship with Sarah and his relationship, you know, with the bottom line. So it's a big part of this season.
So I got a sense the crowd was excited to see Chuck and Sarah kiss. So, for Zach, how has your working relationship changed, if any, since Chuck and Sarah's relationship has changed?
If I part of anyone in season 3, it's not in the middle of you two.
Chuck and Sarah have a pretty undeniable chemistry, and that's hard to replicate, and so we've learned some things. I'm going to leave it ambiguous and just say this year you'll be very happy.
Of undeniable chemistry, yes, we were all happy to have Chuck and Sarah together, but there was another couple that got together this season that we like seeing even more, and I'm of course referring to John and Morgan. For Josh, when did you guys first realize that you had sort of a chemistry that was undeniable on camera?
Give me a chuckle. I think I was like gasping for my life.
Have you asked some questions now, Baldwin? Have you taken charge of this panel?
Question for Morgan. What do you like most about John Casey?
You have really soft hands.
I'm really looking forward to this guy because it's a trick for the cinematographer to set it up, so. My puppy. You know, the phrase, apple box please, is heard a lot.
Secret, you became a spy, you brought his thumbs, you blew up the Bible. How was that for you?
It was amazing.
He's got to find mom, so that's something that's going to be, you know, a big part of their dynamic. But you know, we track it out very very closely, and it's something that, you know, we figure Jeff will be the last to know. That much we can promise. And even if Jeff did find out, we're not sure he would remember the next morning.
Well, I mean, Sarah, was it a relief for you to finally be, you know, the last one in Chuck's inner circle to be let in the loop?
Where Yvonne was thrilled to set the lighter there, I was just happy that the case had fire.
Thank you guys.